This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey, you know what is exciting? Is DJ Zintle is here, and she's brought her beautiful little baby girl in with her. And none of us have met her before, so we're very excited. Everybody, let's make some noise for DJ Zintle! And Cairo, hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine, guys. How are you?
I'm great. Nice
good.
To see you. Look at that little beautiful little face.
Oh.
Say hello.
Hello, Cairo.
And that pout.
Say hello.
Say hello to us.
Say the pout stays, guys.
The pout is good, huh?
She's so cute.
How are you, Zintle?
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you guys again.
Yeah, how's the year been for you? We were bitching earlier about how, oh no, we're sick of 2016 and we don't want any more.
It's been a great year.
You've had a good year.
I've had a great year, yeah. Oh. I've had a good year.
Well, screw you. The rest of us haven't.
Oh, thanks, Karen. Jeez. You guys are so nice this morning.
No, you know what it is? It's like a lot of people were saying that 2016 has just been, it's been tough. Like, it's just been a weird year for the world. And a lot of people a bit sort of happy that it's over.
I guess 2017 will be better then, you know. Give 2017 a better chance to, like, be amazing.
Well, I mean, you say it's been a really good year for you. So let's go through some things, because I haven't seen you in about a year properly
a
to
year?
Talk. Well, maybe, yeah.
I feel like I come here every 5 weeks.
Well, on this show.
No. You were not here the last time. Was she wasn't at work the last time I was.
Mabali.
No, I was.
You were?
No, yeah.
I'm telling you.
I really was. I really, really was.
She was. Okay, okay. So what's been happening with you? Update us. Come on. Let's
work
get into
stuff,
the story.
Work. I've just recently dropped a new single, which I hope you guys have.
I have it right here, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
We'll
look at
now.
You guys. I had a partnership with Albany that is coming to an end soon. And
Albany as in?
Albany, low GI braid.
Okay.
So we have a health partnership. So we've been doing activations around the country for just to encourage people to choose a healthier lifestyle, choose the right kinds of food. Mm-hmm. People that like bread say there's a healthier alternative.
Right.
So yeah,
because everybody's
fun.
Demonized bread lately.
Yeah. So that's so I've had to like stay fit and in shape because I had to be the ambassador for.
You can't be a fat ambassador.
No, you can't. But you know what? I mean, it's not as if you've ever not looked great, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
But then after becoming a mother, I hear a lot of women talk about, oh no, things have changed. Is that different now?
They do change.
And you've just got to learn to accept your new physique, right?
No, I mean, you can work on it. You don't have to accept anything that you don't want.
So how old is Cairo now?
Cairo's big. Cairo is,
how old is she?
She's 16 months old. And
what is that in years? That's a year and a half.
And four months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's got the microphone. Do you want to say something, Cairo?
Yeah, no,
she's like one of the most famous.
Say no.
She's one of the most famous kids in South Africa.
Well, I mean, I've taken her off social media now because I think it's fair that she has she just has some privacy. Well,
but maybe it's a good idea to get your kid on there. I mean,
you don't
think so?
I don't. Maybe someone gave me money for it.
So if someone paid.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, just pay me for it. I'm joking, but I really think it's a good time to take her off and give her a break.
Okay.
So we no longer post her or her face. I think she just needs a break. She's a baby. The other time, my nanny was harassed when she was walking with her. So that, gave us a fright. So
yeah, because you can never count on weird people to not do strange things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So because they wanted a picture of the baby and she said, no, it's not allowed. And then they were swearing at her and it was a whole thing.
Oh, my God.
So that's scary. So I think it's just fair that we keep the baby away.
So then when will she go back onto social media when she's a teenager? Like when
maybe
she's
she
old
should start
enough
earning
to
some money and getting her own data.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
This data is falling anyway. Yeah. She can afford it.
Come on, Cairo. Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with you? Like make some money for your mother.
And she has a fake laugh, by the way.
Fake laugh?
Yeah.
Can you do the fake laugh?
So when you laugh, you'll see she'll laugh.
But you've had the watches? Right?
Yeah.
Those are still going
strong. Recently, we just launched a new store at Newtown Junction, which is amazing. We've been an online store for the longest time, so finally people can walk into a store and have an experience at our gorgeous store and buy the watches. So Newtown Junction just made sense because, you know, there's Britaxi Rank, it's closer if you want to get to to the mall. So that's really been amazing. We've been around, I think we've had it for 4 weeks now. So that's good. That's doing very well.
Cairo agrees.
Yeah, Cairo agrees with everything I say.
Yeah. All right. So listen. Let's get to the saucy stuff because people want to know.
Like this, I thought I gave you all the saucy stuff.
No. Last time you did, but you got a new man in your life.
Come on.
Well, that's what they say.
That's what they tell me.
You know, that's what they say.
He's not that new anymore. I think this is just like
Brendan Naidoo, right?
Brendan Naidoo, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, very cool dude.
Yeah, well, no, it has been a good year then. 2016 has been a good year. I get it now. Get it?
All right. So how long have you and Brendan been together?
Long enough to call him my man. And
did you really wrestle with the idea of whether or not you should keep it all under wraps, because you've had the experience of having a very public relationship,
and
sometimes that's tough.
Yeah, I did, but just a lot of things made sense for me to just be okay about it, you know, to be open about it. And the thing is, it seems like I'm open about Brendan, but really I'm just open about all aspects of my life, you know, success at work, with love, with everything, because I just came to realization that everything that happened to me happened so that I can make women see things differently about what happens after someone you thought was the one leaves, you know, because a lot of women get stuck. You know, I've met and
that's true.
A lot of women that were with the father of their babies, and it's 6 years later, they're still stuck and they haven't forgiven or moved on because they thought, okay, that was it.
And he doesn't care anymore.
And he doesn't care anymore. Right. He's in Barbados smoking weed or whatever, and you are struggling forever. So I just thought it's okay for women to see someone move on, to see someone happy again, because it's a thing, you know, we women just get stuck. And I know this because I get the emails. I get the emails that say 5 years later, I still can't breathe. I cannot forgive him. I haven't moved on. And I'm just like, how long are you going to breastfeed this pain for? So it's, for me, I just want people to see that it's actually possible to have a healthy life and have a trusting relationship and have success after something like that happens. So it's not just Brendan that I'm putting out there, it's everything else.
And people are, so often they let themselves be defined by their relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is the tricky part for me, because now it seems like Brendan is like everything, that he's the reason I am
But that's not true.
Brendan is a part of a big process. I mean, he's an amazing part of the process, but
he must remember his goddamn place.
I tell him, but Gareth said, you need to remember your goddamn place. But
exactly.
But
I mean, he's now with a very powerful woman who's got a brand all of her own. You have you have such a huge number of supporters and fans and people who love you.
Thank you.
And people who love watching you do your thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did the gigs and motherhood come together? Because that's got to be tough.
That is very tough. I mean, it's still tough for me to leave home and go away. I'm lucky if I have gigs in Joburg or around where I can go and come back home. But I think what helps is the support, you know, just having the right nanny, having family around. My sister's in Secunda, and sometimes she has to take her nanny and her kids and be at my house for the weekend.
Oh, she doesn't just mind. So that getting out of Secunda. Jesus Christ. If you want to be in a fucking horrible place, go to Secunda. I mean, Secunda is like Mordor. You've been there, right?
I do gigs in Secunda. I don't know people to say I said something about it. It's Gareth.
You're going to be nice about Secunda. Let me tell you about that place. The air is black. Imalahleni is nothing compared to Secunda. The place it pumps, it's got these chimneys with flames coming out of the
top. Well, is it Cecil's? Whatever, the whole thing.
Your sister must be thrilled when you say,
yeah, well, I mean, she helps. I'm just saying.
Look after the baby. She's like, I'm so happy. I can't breathe in Secunda.
Basically, there's always someone at my house. Like, it's Nomdeni and her kids. Just someone to help me look after the baby. So if there are people, especially if there are other kids in the house, I feel better about leaving her because she likes kids better than she likes adults. So
that's nice. It's like a nice community, a trusted community that you have around you.
Yeah.
Now, one of the irritating things that guys and girls always ask, because you're a girl, is oh, well, now you've got one. When are you going to have the next one? Like, that's all you've got on your radar at the moment.
They take up so much time to make. 9 months felt like 9 years for me. Yeah. So let's consider that.
And then you're not even counting.
And then now you
years.
Have to, like, lose the weight and, you know, make the right food choices. And you don't want to sometimes, but you have to because you look have to look a certain part. And then,
and
like,
then there's 18 years
and then she's
least.
Expensive. Yeah. Sure. She's so expensive and so demanding. Now she can say mommy, and she says mommy at least 100 times a day. Mm. So it's a
Kyra,
thing.
Is that your mommy? Where's your mommy?
Oh, okay. Oh. Mommy must talk. Do you want to talk?
Do you want to talk? Who's your mommy?
Say no.
The famous DJ Zintle. Huh? That's quite something. She's got her finger up to her mouth, and she's like, that is a part, hey, Mubs?
It, like, she's working it, hey?
Wow, you got to take some pictures of this. Flex. Come in here and take pictures. I'm not allowed pictures.
Say, no pictures. Okay, say no pictures, Gareth.
Okay, no. Okay.
No.
Camera no, that's cool.
Yeah. No. No pictures for the moment.
It's more of a thrill that she's part of this interview, actually.
Are you a little bit worried about the fact that your daughter is going to grow up, you know, with people who are interested in your life, who will find a way to push themselves into her life? You know, not a lot of us grow
like
up with a famous parent.
Like when she goes to school, a lot of the other parents are going to want to, like, muscle in on the action. I would imagine that you've got to be aware of this. Like, her friends at school, some of their parents are going to go, like, when you have a birthday party for her, for example. Are we going to DJ Zintle's house today?
Well, I mean, I hope that hoping my daughter will make her kids nicer to her and not bully her.
No, she'll, there will be.
I hope there'll be benefits.
But you know they're going to be, like, snooping around your house.
I don't know about the other stuff. You know, we're figuring a lot of things as we go, me and Cairo, because she's my, you know, she's the first one. So a lot of things I'm still figuring out. Yeah. I don't have all the answers. So we'll see how it goes. She's a strong, I feel like she's a strong girl, and she's growing up around a lot of strong women. So she'll be fine.
What about international travel? That's got to be difficult.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, that's difficult. And it's hard to take her with because she's, you know, she's still a baby and she's expensive. It's not like she's going to remember anything. So
no.
And, I mean, honestly, international travel sometimes is just like a break here.
Try to get away, yeah.
Bye, Cairo.
Right.
Because she's a 24-hour job.
She is definitely a 24-hour job. She's a nice girl. I mean, she sleeps at 8 religiously. She's agreeing with everything I say.
Hang on a second. I'm looking at pictures of your man, Brendan Naidoo, here.
Mm-hmm. Is he better looking than you, Gareth?
He's much better looking than me.
Yeah.
But that's not difficult. That's like saying, does a donkey look better than me? Anyone's looking better than me. So he's a good looking dude. Where did you guys meet?
We met through his cousin. I was doing business with his cousin, and we met at Brendan's office.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, the rest is...
Was it like instant?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I did check him out the first time I met him.
Yeah, no.
But he wasn't interested. So I thought, whatever.
Yeah.
And then
a month later, he sent me a text saying, hi, how are you? How was this gig? And I thought, really? Are you the gig guide now? Like, and then we hooked up.
Nice. And then after that, did he spoil you and try to, like, be the perfect boyfriend for a while?
He spoiled me with attention, you know, time and attention and laughing at my jokes. You know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. That's exactly what I was going to say. I couldn't agree more. You are so right, Cairo. You know that.
See, thank you.
Now, how often does Cairo see your dad?
Cairo sees her dad as often as dad wants to. I mean, he makes the effort to. I think we're both busy.
Mm-hmm.
So they see each other. But I think that's for him to answer for himself. I'm no longer the spokesperson for anyone's dad.
And you don't want to get into that whole
thing
again.
No, trust me. I don't want to be part of anything.
Because people are looking for stories, right?
Yeah,
where there aren't any.
Yeah. So, like I said, like, I'm just no longer interested in anything that has to do with that part of life. People can speak for themselves. Maybe Cairo can answer that. Cairo.
Yeah, Cairo, you're empowered to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
She can say, she could pretty much say anything right now and it would be considered fine. She's at that age. But just watch out, because soon people will hold you to everything you say, Cairo. It's going to be tough later on. You know, humans can be very judgmental, Cairo.
Oh, it's one of our biggest flaws.
So we try.
So what do you have lined up for 2017? I mean, have you got specific plans?
I'm hoping that Albany will renew because I really like the work we did together. Mm-hmm. I like empowering women, and I feel like we did a lot of that with just making them feel good about their bodies. And a lot of the work that I do is inspired by just feedback that I get from women. You know, how did you lose the weight after the baby? How do you do this? So, yeah. And a lot of the things that we did were inspired by the questions that women asked. So we did a lot of boot camp stuff. We did a lot of dancing to stay fit, dancing in heels.
Dancing in heels,
yeah. You don't know about that. It's a thing.
You got Tina Turner legs
as in
going
they
on
have
down there.
They have classes that
fitness classes in heels.
Yeah, it's that makes sense though, because heels are difficult to balance on. So they would definitely cause
would know,
a big challenge.
But yeah,
I put the heels on once.
Wearing heels successfully is an achievement.
You should have seen the size of these shoes, because I did this photo shoot with O'Neill, and he and I and some other people. I think Trevor Goombi was there as well. And they got these, they must have shopped at like a transvestite shop.
I think something like that.
And it was for Marie Claire, I think.
Yeah.
And they must have gone to some transvestite shop, because there's no way that, you know, men's
was
feet.
It suits and then heels?
I
remember that weird picture.
And
yeah.
they got these huge, I mean, these things were like a size 12 high heel.
Wow.
They look like hooves.
Wow, that is crazy. I think I remember seeing a picture like that.
It was so bad.
It was definitely bad. But terrible. I guess it was for a good cause.
So you dance in heels?
Well, we did a dancing in heels class.
Do a lot of women fall?
I mean, you have to choose them wisely. You can't go there with a stiletto heel. I mean, come on. And we also, Cairo, come on. I know that life is fake.
Was that totally fake?
I think she's just looking for a little bit
of
attention.
Yeah, so I mean, we did a lot. Cairo. I don't think she likes your laugh.
Yeah, Mabs, you try.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No pressure, huh?
Yeah, go.
No, she's nodding at you. Look.
Hello, Cairo. Laugh for me.
Gary.
She's not going to do the fake laugh.
Working.
All right. Oh, we tried.
Yeah, so I mean, we did a lot of fun activations, unconventional things, just to get women excited about getting in shape again. So hopefully we can do that again in 2017. And now that Donald Trump is the president of the United States, hopefully we can still travel to the U.S. and do amazing things there.
I don't know that he has issues with South Africans, does he?
I don't know.
He did say we're a shitty country once.
Yeah, he did say.
Okay, well, I mean,
but didn't Piers Morgan also say that? Like, everyone says that, and then they come here.
That's
true.
So you got holiday plans?
Holiday plans for a DJ?
This is peak season, right?
This is peak season, and we have a new song out, so we have to. Oskia said, what did he say? I want to use his exact words. He said it's.
Yeah?
Come on, did he remind me? He said it's something time. What was it? Because he's like, we need to be working. Because my brother's getting married this weekend, and Oscar is like, no, you have to do live on Friday. I'm like, the wedding is on Friday. Oscar says,
you're missing.
No, I won't miss a wedding. Oh, okay. I'm just like, that's what he said. He's like, no, it's
injury time.
Injury time.
Oh. Injury time. Okay.
So it's injury time.
So obviously, I mean, New Year is the big one.
Yeah.
Because where are you booked for New Year?
I have no idea.
Do you guys know?
I don't know where I'm booked for Friday, guys.
Yeah. Who's your crew?
Oh,
here?
It's a wedding.
Who have we got outside here? Who's the crew?
No one's here. Like, Nomi is my best friend. She's here for Timothy Morris's show.
Oh, okay. So she's not here for you.
She's not for me.
Oh, okay.
Happy coincidence.
Yeah, she's just happy because she can look after the baby.
Okay, so you've got obviously a big New Year, and every weekend and weekdays as well.
Weekdays, we do, I mean, with corporate gigs, you know, because you made me do a gig the one time. Remember when you played one song and we were booked together and you played one song and then I was left to play a 5-hour set because you played Vulindlela, remember, and you sang and then you left. It was an upset gig at Taboo a few years ago.
But that was ages ago.
Yeah, but I still haven't forgiven you because I stood for 5 hours playing music to drunk people.
But you weren't pregnant at that stage. You didn't have a kid yet. You were young and beautiful and people loved you and they needed to see you more than they needed
much.
To see. Don't you give me that. That probably helped your career in some way.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, so like I was saying, Weekdays, I have a 9 to 5, I guess, because I have Era by DJs and then I still have the DJ school.
Mm-hmm.
But we do a lot of corporate gigs during the week, and some of the activations happen during the week. So, and Cairo is also a job that I don't get paid for, which I pay for, actually. So.
Yeah, it's a job you have to put money into.
But,
Are you doing like fun stuff for Christmas for Cairo?
We're going to be, I mean, Cairo loves kids, so we're going to be home with her cousins and with everyone else. She's a fun girl to be around when, if you're a kid.
Do you specifically take a certain time of year off? Like January is probably quiet.
Yeah, January is quiet. My birthday is on the 30th of December, but I don't necessarily take that day off. So I'll celebrate in Jan. I'll go away or something now that I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. And you can pick up some of the costs.
Quality time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be nice. That would be actually, you know, like a surprise.
Because you see, being an independent woman like you, you forget that men are meant to pay for some stuff too, you know?
Yeah.
That's what they're there for. God knows they don't do very much else that's useful, do they?
I wouldn't know. You said it.
Well, listen, it's always good to see you, and it's nice to catch up. And I want to play your song before you you head out of here. So
do you
tell
guys get free data here?
Well, we
like, if I know you guys, will I get like free data? Because data is expensive.
It is expensive, huh? We're fighting. We're fighting it slowly but surely. We won a major victory last week.
So there's no
week.
Point in knowing you guys?
No, well, I mean,
no,
I can give you $200
I mean,
bucks free
data.
Don't
make it sound
data.
Like that, though.
Oh, okay.
I can do
maybe
that.
Maybe further down the line, you know, we can have this conversation. Okay.
First, tell me about this song.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
That song is amazing. Tamara Day is blazing, guys. Like, I was in studio with her, and I thought, this is insane.
It's called Colors,
it's
right?
It's called Colors. Originally, she wrote a song. This is a weird story. She wrote the song, mm-hmm. but it was too much about heartbreak. And Oskid was like, yo, we are over that season.
We are past that chapter.
So then I felt bad for her because as a creative, you know, if you've written something, you feel it. And then people are like, no, you have to scratch it. So she had to go and rewrite the song. But when she rewrote it, it was even better. So, I mean, people are loving the song. The feedback has been amazing. We're on 50,000 downloads since Thursday, so that is cool.
Beautiful.
If data was cheaper, maybe it would be like on 1 million downloads, but it is what it is.
Stop giving me all the heat about the data. I'm trying my best.
No, you said you wanted to be the data ambassador,
yeah,
so
we're
here
trying.
We are.
No,
so
we're trying.
Here we are.
Well, listen, Cairo, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Say thank you.
Thank you for coming, Cairo. And Zintle, always lovely to see
you. Thanks, guys.
And you're obviously in such a good space. I mean, you're glowing.
Thank you so much.
You're obviously having a really great time. I mean, you're the only person I know who loved 2016. So
I definitely loved it.
Good for you.
Well, I mean, given my 2015, what do you expect? Exactly.
That's true. All right, here's Colors, everybody. This is featuring Tamara Day, DJ Zintle. And you can go and be one of those many people who's going to download this song. Just in time for the festive season. Take a listen to this. Thank you, Zintle.
Thanks, guys.
This is CliffCentral.com.